Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Have you thought about your business goals lately? Well, you hear it over and over again. You have to have goals. You have to plan. You have to have a business plan. But why? Why do you have to have a plan? I mean, you can read many, many articles on how to write a business plan, how to set your goals up. So that's not really what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about why you should have goals. The most important thing we have is time. And if you think about it, you can really relate to this. You go to work in the morning, whether it's 6, 7, 8 o'clock. You start your day. Things go on all day long. Clients want to talk to you. Customers want to talk to you. You're interrupted. You make a few sales calls, and before you know it, the day is over. There is no more day left. And whether you're working 5 or 6 or 7 days, it's amazing. It's Monday, and then it's Friday or Saturday or Sunday. It's January, and it's December. Time moves on. Time is our enemy. Now, if we're investing and we're young and we have a 401k, time is our friend because time will help us build wealth. But when we are in business, time does not help us build wealth. That's why you need goals. That's why you need to understand exactly what you need and why you need to set up those goals. You need to understand what you are doing today. What is your plan for today to make your business successful? It's a goal. What's the plan for this week, this month, this year? What are the goals of our sales staff? What do we need for them to create? How many prospects do they need to see? How many contacts do they need to make to get those prospects? How many prospects does it take to get a sale? How many sales close? It's about time. If we had an infinite amount of time, we really could build the business with an infinite amount of money, but that's not how it works. So when you're thinking about goals, think about them differently. Don't think about them as drudgery. Don't think about them as, oh, they're making me write those goals. I'll write them but never look at them again. Think about your business and think about where you want to go with your business. What is the end game this year? What is the end game ultimately? Do you want to sell your business? Well, every business should be set up to be sold, even though you may not sell it. You want to make sure that your books are in order. You want to make sure that you have a good balance sheet. You want to make sure that your profit and loss statements are done well so that the potential buyer will see them. And that's one way to think about it. But what do you want this year? Gee, I'd like to make $100,000 profit over and above my salary. I'd like to make $1 million. Well, that's where we start. How much profit do you want to make? And then we back it up. What does that mean? How many clients, customers do we need to have? How much goods and services do we have to sell? What kind of staffing will we need to make that happen? That's how you really build goals. You don't just sit down and start writing things down. You go to the end of where you want to be. You state your statement. I want to do X number of dollars. I'd like X number of profits. Now, what do I need to do to make that happen? And as you work backwards, it becomes very clear. Are your goals realistic? I want to make $2 million a year in profit. But, you know, I only have 2 salespeople. And this is how much I expect them to sell every single year. It doesn't work. If I want to make that much money in profits, here's how many salespeople I will need. Here's how many prospects I will need. Here's how much infrastructure I will need. So think of your goals in a different way. Think of goals as your friend. Goals are your friend tapping you on the shoulder, saying, this is what we need to do. They're whispering in your ear. They're talking to you. They're talking about what's necessary for you to be successful. Understanding business and understanding what you need to do to be successful is part of success. if you just show up every single day and just go through your work day, you're just casting your fate to the wind. You're just saying, whatever happens, happens. It doesn't matter. But it does matter when it gets to the end of the year and you look at your bottom line or your bank statement or your tax return and you go, I'm putting all these hours in. I'm spending all this time. Why didn't I make any money? You didn't make money because you didn't understand where you needed to go and what you needed to do. You know, most people think that making money is putting in long hours, tiring, stressful. And that's true. You do put significant time in. But putting significant time in and not doing the right thing and making the right goals will not make you the profit and the income that you deserve. So let's think about what we need. Let's think about what our end game is. Let's back up and see everything that we need to get there. And when you get to the end of the year, you, because you had an understanding of exactly what had to take place to reach your goals, you will reach them. If you're not reaching your goals today, you'll know about it. If you're not reaching your goals this week, you'll know about it. If you're not reaching your sales goals this month, you'll know about it. It won't be, well, I'm 10 months into the year and I'm just never going to get there. And look, I'm even losing money. I didn't know. Well, why didn't you know? Business is also about the numbers, the statistics, the profit and loss statements, the understanding of what profit means, the understanding of overhead, the understanding of the relationship between the cost of doing business and actually doing business. And when you do those things, you will be right on top of the game and you will make money. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.